Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have a very special guest, but we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get into the Word with our guest, Pastor Kinder. All right, Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to get up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord, you blessed us to go into your house, Heavenly Father, or you blessed us to remain at home and continue to focus on the greatness and the goodness and the mercy that you have given us, Heavenly Father, and we know we do not deserve. Lord, we ask that this ministry today be something that you are pleased with. We ask that you bless the guest speaker and that you bless all of the listeners who are on the line today, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity, and we ask that we continue to magnify and edify who you are, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, and so our guest today is a woman of God, first of all. I want to say that. And she was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, which is right down the street. She's the pastor of the Impact Church in Dallas, Texas. She's the president of GK Ministries, and she wants people to know that she loves God and ministries. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Pastor Gwen Kinder. Pastor Kinder, are you on the line?
I'm on the air. God bless you. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great, great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead. So, Pastor Kinder, I'm going to let you take over and let the Lord use you in a mighty way.
Great. Thank you so much. It is just a blessing and a privilege to be in a place where that I am privileged to share with the people of the Lord. I'm going to share today from what we would call a familiar passage of Scripture. I'm going to read it a little bit, and that's Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 18 is where I'm going to start. He says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose, followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, he said, look, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole. And the word whole here, it means healed. The woman was healed from that hour. If I was to tag that with something, I would say I've been plagued by an issue. We live in a day and time, of course, we say it, it's the truth. Holiness is right, but we're in the 21st century where life itself throws bows. Things connect to us that we don't want to be connected to, life situations. We connect to things we shouldn't necessarily connect to. But then there are those that have the nerve to tell me I don't deserve the touch of God. And the truth and the reality is none of us deserve anything from God. But touch yourself wherever you are and say, but I'm favored by God.
Amen.
And we're dealing with this woman who she was sick. Most people call her a numinous woman. I normally call her an insignificant, no-named woman, because there are times when people will only know your issue. They won't even know your name.
That's right.
But the truth is this woman's name was Veronica. It didn't find her. Her name was Veronica, but she's noted to be an anonymous female. She had issues. She was considered to be a dirty woman. She hemorrhaged. She was bleeding for 12 years. Now, to say bleeding for 12 years would suggest this woman was not only hemorrhaging, but she was a weak woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you consistently lose blood, it makes you weak. It makes you frail. And so she was considered, and legally, according to the Levitical law, she was considered an unclean woman, which being unclean took the privilege from her of throwing herself at the feet of Jesus,
that's right.
At the feet of Christ, and she couldn't go there and state her complaint. And so she was cured, though, but only after many failures.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the doctors. The unclean woman was considered unclean, which means I don't have a right to go to the bank anymore. My money is gone, so I can't be touched. I'm out of money, so the doctors won't touch me. And legally, according to the law, she was not supposed to be dealt with. But I appreciate the text because some of us have a tendency to govern our lives by what they say about us. They say because they know my issue, but they don't know what it cost me to get to where I am. We show up at church with our face on. We show up at church. We got our church face on. We know shouting. We know the order and the structure of whatever arena of church we go to. But the reality of the matter is you don't know what I left home, what it cost me to put this face on. Some of you that are listening to me now, you leave home from abusive relationships. You leave home with the ability, with the inability to pay your bills. You leave home with the inability to have self-esteem. And it cost me something. Oh, I'm the president. I am the pastor. I'm the national local evangelist. I'm the deacon. I'm the deaconess. I'm the usher. I've got my church face on, but behind this mask, I have an issue that I can't tell you about because you think you have a right to de-church me.
That's right.
You think you have a right to take me out of a place that you didn't put me in.
That's right.
And so we deal with this woman as an insignificant, no-name woman, and the only thing, her issue has what caused her to be so popular. And so what we have to understand, all of us have issues, and we've tried to get them fixed. And so she go home, and she hears a rumor. Now, all rumors are not bad rumors.
Right.
She hears a rumor that there is a Jesus that's passing by. Maybe there is a help for me. I come to tell you, you might have tried rehab, you might have tried counseling, you might have tried talking to your best friend, you might have tried some people try to smoke it out. Some people try to drink it out. But I want you to know today there is an answer.
Amen.
Why you sit there? God bless your heart. Oh, I got happy then.
Uh-huh.
There is an answer for your issue that seemed like there's no way out.
That's right.
You suffered it. It's caused you to be weak and frail. But there is an answer for you. And what you have to do is like this woman. She determined within herself, which means I can't talk to nobody else about this. I've got to talk to somebody that knows me, and that's me. And she determined that I'm going to a place where legally I don't belong. I'm going to a place where the day society say I can't get to because of my issue. The text says she went in a crowd. Now, here is the thing when she determined within herself. Jairus was a rich young ruler that had a sick child. Jesus, now on his way to Jairus' house.
Mm-hmm.
See this woman with me. I don't want you to stop and talk to me. I don't want you to lay your hands on me, but I've determined within myself if I can touch something that's connected to you. Because I hear you saying, well, I can't touch Jesus. You need to find a local intercessor, a local prayer warrior, a local pastor, and understand this is your connection to deliverance. Let me touch you with my issue. And I just got to see if this man's name Jesus is real. Let me touch you. When she touched him, number one, her actually being whole was made evident when she came to herself. I'm going to show you in the text where she don't supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And she touches the hem of his garment.
That's right.
Jesus, one writer said, Jesus said, wait a minute. Somebody touched me. Anytime you read about the disciples, they follow very closely with Jesus, but they always stayed in their flesh,
right,
their mindset, and I can hear tired in their thought. Man, what do you mean somebody touched you? Look at all these people around here. You were touched by many people. This was a different touch.
That's right.
My sisters, my friends, my brothers, let me tell you something. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. You may be in your car. You may be in your kitchen. You can touch him right now. Others are talking to him, but every conversation with him is not touching him.
Right.
You can touch him. Let's say, if I can just touch the him, I'll be made whole. To be made whole means to be made well. Don't let the enemy make you believe it's the will of God for you to stay plagued with your issue. Whatever your issue is, you go to church, there are people who go to church that's alcoholics. There are people who go to church that's prostitutes. There are people who go to church that's drug addicts. There are people who go to church depressed. You may not be able to function because somebody raped you years ago, and I can't get past this issue. You got to forgive them. Some of you need to go to the cemetery. Some of you need to go find somebody that did you wrong and say, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you. You hurt me, but I forgive you.
Right.
Why? Because I got to get free. Jesus turns and says, who touched me? Somebody. Somebody touched me. Wait a minute. But we have to understand this. It was not the natural touch, but it was a touch that pulled something out of him, virtue. Number one, it was Jairus' daughter's turn. This woman determined, it's my time. You got to make up in your mind, it's my time to be free. I don't care what nobody said about me. There were others. Even after this woman is free, here we are today talking about her. What are we talking about? Her issue. Your issue may stay etched in the mind of others forever. It don't mean you have to stay connected to the issue.
Right.
If you're listening to me and you want prayer, you have a question, please call me, 347-843-4981. We're taking the calls. I've got enough time to touch and agree with my brother, with my sister. The Bible tells me if my brother's overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, that's me and others, restore him in the spirit of meekness. I love you enough that I'll take time. This woman, somebody told her she couldn't, but she made up in her mind, she determined within herself, yes, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Watch this. After one touch, she became an addict. To have him. That's the man that can know all about us. He knows our uprising. He knows our downfalls. And yet he continues to love us. Don't let your issue keep you from your promise. Don't let nobody hold you captive. Yes, I did it. Yes, I messed up. But there is a man. And here's what God said to me the other day. We miss the fullness of Christ because we know Christ. But and we'll say he's a healer, he's a deliverer, and yes, he is. But here's what we miss. We miss what actually took place at Calvary. The bloodshed at Calvary said, I don't have to be enslaved to my issue.
That's right.
I don't have to be held captive to it any longer. If you're there and you want prayer, if you have a question, please, ma'am and sirs, feel free to give us a call, 347-843-4981. It's our season for change. It's our season for breakthrough. It's our season. You might have tried everything under the sun, but I want you to know that God himself, he never left you. I got Bible. He said it. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So even with your issue plaguing you, he's there. What is he there for? Waiting for you to say, help me.
That's right.
I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I'm here. We're talking about the blessings of the ability of God's availability for us to be delivered from our issues. We've got to understand God's waiting on us. We don't live in a perfect world. We could become perfect with no faults. But since we don't live in a perfect world, we become a perfect people. Perfect says I'm pressing to be better. The imperfection is when I know I need to be better and I make no effort to get better. And so when the writer says I press toward a mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus, I'm pressing to be better, not better than my neighbor, not better than my brother, better than I was yesterday. I have a need to be better for him. I've got to push toward being better. I've got to decrease so that he might increase. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is a blessing, my sister, to be able to share the air with you. I'm just going to slow down a little bit and chatter with you about ministry and things of the sort. God is so good to us. Isn't it amazing how he knows us? He knows how raggedy we are, and he yet loves us.
That's right. That's right.
David was a lustful, murdering man, mm-hmm. but God dealt with his heart.
That's right.
Jacob was a trickster, but God still blessed him. Even while his name was Jacob.
That's right.
Dear, sometimes, sis, that I hear people be so beat down by tradition and religion that they feel like I don't have a right to go to God. None of us have a right. He gave us grace so we could get to him, but we don't have a right.
That's right. You exactly.
We have grace. Grace gave us a key. I can get a key to your house and don't mean I got a right to everything in it.
That's right.
And so, but because grace found me, I can get in.
Right.
That's all that matters. We can't beat people up. I love the people of God. I love the things of God. And we have to understand life in itself calls people to get in situations. I said this the other day that you don't look down on a woman who's a prostitute. Don't y'all shoot me and take away my ability to preach and my call from God when I say this. But you don't know what this woman has to do to feed her children.
Right.
You don't know what. And so we need to deal with people like Christ, deal with people. See people get on drugs and people rebuke the drug demon. But the reality is the drug is just an old cover. What's the root of the problem? And that's where I've availed myself with the help of God to be an agent for Christ, that I want to grab a hold to the people that's been considered legally unfit, unclean. And I want to grab your hand. I want to embrace you and say, yes, you can come out of this, not on your own, but with the help of God. And it's my job as your sister to be strong enough to grab a hold to you and rip the roof off and let you down in the presence of Christ. And you can't do it on your own. But we are supposed to undergird one another and take one another to the Lord. If you know somebody that has been plagued by an issue, let's understand that if God allowed you to know an individual's issue, it's not to talk about it. You've been privileged to pray. And God's going to hold us accountable how we handle another man's information.
You're right. You're exactly right. You're right. And I wanted to highlight some of the things you talked about, because when you spoke about in Matthew 9 about that woman, you said holiness is right, and that's correct. And then you said that things connect to us, and you said something very important, because sometimes, just like you said, when you go out into this evil world, Satan always try to find those who are of God and those who are not, and he will connect those things that are tempting to you to try to draw you away from God. So I really like what you said when you said things connect to us, but we have to go back and find Jesus, and one touch makes everything better.
Just one. Can you believe there are people with issues that they were born into things called generational curses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mephibosheth at birth was dropped. He became crippled mm-hmm. because somebody else dropped him. But him being dropped didn't stop him from getting to the king's table. What am I saying? You may be crippled. Somebody else might have crippled you, but there is still a seat for you at the king's table. I'm telling you, people, when people are raised in certain arenas, they get connected to certain people, and they're taught certain things, and they don't know how to come out. Mm-hmm. God will send people like Sister Alfreda to get a radio broadcast to bring people on that will say, this is a way out.
Right.
I hear everything. I hear, you'd be surprised at the stories, the life stories that I hear from people, things people have encountered and come through. But I want you to know it has become very 3D in my mind. What's my assignment? We've got to, those of us that have been delivered and set free, and some being delivered, we've got to come from among the walls. And the Bible said we've got to go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come. Come to Christ, not because you got it all together, but because I need it fixed. You don't go to surgery because you well. You go to surgery because something needs to be fixed.
That's right.
And so the one thing I like about this woman, she was cured after many failures. Here is the danger in falling down. Mm-hmm. It's not getting up again.
That's right.
You can fall. Because the Bible said there's no good thing to dwell in this flesh. So there's falling ability in this flesh. The problem is when we won't get up.
That's right.
We've got to get up. We've got to get up past our issues. Make up in your mind today that I will no longer be held bondage to the issue that torment me. I got it from my mama. I got it from my daddy, wherever it came from. It's no longer going to control me. It's no longer going to hold me in a place that I can't get to my destiny. And anybody that want to live in your past, leave them there. Two things that's going to happen. You are pursuing your destiny, and they can never get to theirs living in your past.
That's right.
And so this woman was cured with rapidity. She was cured. Really, the truth is, she was cured before she got there. I said I was going to show you that. When Jesus realized it was her, he said, we would think it was her touching him. Your faith, your hope, your confidence in God makes you whole. Once you come to yourself, once you make it up in your mind, I'm whole, I'm healed from this. And what? Don't he change your taste buds? Watch and see, don't he change the company you want to be around? Watch and see, don't you stop being mean and hateful? Watch and see, don't you stop being grouchy? Watch and see, don't you get a forgiving heart? When you somebody said, well, I'm doing a lot of crying. It's because God's giving you a soft heart. It's not as hard as it used to be. God's giving you a hand of deliverance. And this is where you have to get to, that God can free you.
That's right.
Don't let nobody, and take that very self-same issue and allow it to bless somebody else. Once we take the mask off, we should not be ashamed to say, this is where the Lord has brought me from.
That's right.
And so then your benefits will be restored. You have benefits. Anybody that was receiving any benefits from God, they had to go through something first. And let me pause again and give you the phone number. Any questions? If you just want prayer, the phone number is 347-843-4981. Again, 347-843-49. Question, you got to give us your name. If you just want prayer, you can call in, and we'll be glad to do so. And we thank God for you listening. I want to encourage you that God is waiting for us. Not just you. He's waiting for us. And then it takes faith. It takes faith to say, I got a problem. We're not even asking you to call and tell us your problem, because I'm asking you to tell God your problem. You can call and say, I'm taking my mask off and we're going to pray. It doesn't matter what's behind your mask. Not to us. What matters is you take the mask off and let God free you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we have several listeners on the line, so if, you know, we'll pause for 10 or 15 seconds and see if you wanted to say something, because there's several listeners.
Thank God for the listeners.
Kinder.
All right, all right. Well, listen, we're not closing just yet. I'm really enjoying it. And some of you that probably know me probably used to be hooping, but I don't want to do that today. I want us to allow the word to marinate so that we can be free. I talked today in our service. I talked about being shipwrecked with a promise.
Mm-hmm.
If most of us, when Paul was on the ship, he told him it's a storm out there. There's a wind called the Euroclean wind. And this is it's a storm, and the boat began to rock and reel. If you read that text, it got so rough in the wind, they had to take their hands off. In other words, there are times come when we have to take our hands off of stuff and let God take the wheel.
That's right.
And so if that's you today, take your hands off. And then he talks in the text, and he said, an angel spoke to me. Paul said, an angel spoke to me. Now, what was amazing to me in this text, the storm didn't stop. The wind didn't quit blowing. But he said to the people, get happy. Have a good spirit right in the middle of your storm. The writer says in the Hebrew, in the book of Hebrews, he says, after you have patiently endured, then you shall receive the promise. But the first part of that, he says, God said, I swore by myself that I'm going to bless you. What you have to understand is if you go through with the right attitude, it's a blessing connected to it. There is a blessing connected to the shipwreck. They had a shipwreck. Paul said, the ship, after I had a visit with the angel, the ship going to be lost, but not one individual. The shipwreck came, and they made it to shore with pieces, not fragments, pieces. Fragments can't be put back together. Fragments are destroyed. Fragments would suggest right here that there's failure. But pieces of this ship says, I got something to build on. What we must understand is when we're in the middle of a storm, God will give us enough to build on, but there's a promise connected to it, whatever your storm is.
Right.
There is a promise that's connected to it. I want you to be encouraged. Don't quit God. Don't quit on God. What do you mean don't quit on God? Quitting is not an option. If you have to keep going, because to not show up at Bethel, which means house of God, would say I quit. Let me share this with you. God is not going to fail you. He may not show up when you want him to, but he's not going to fail you. Just keep showing up. Don't expect nothing from the preacher. Don't show up expecting anything from the music department. Don't show up expecting anything from the ushers. Show up with expectation from God. If I can just press suggests to me, this is what this woman did. Press suggests to me that it cost me something. Remember, she had been hemorrhaging 12 years, which means she was weak. Which says, I got to do something I can't do in my own strength. I got to press, and I got to stretch myself beyond my own abilities. I'm too weak to do it, but if I can just get there, I'm going to touch him. How can I touch him? You touch him when you get up out of your bed, when you say, I'm getting up if I don't do nothing but sit on the pew. God, I need to do something for you. It's a press.
That's right.
I'm too weak to shout with y'all. I'm too weak to sing. I really can't lift my hand. It was all I could do to make it. Why do I have to go to a building that's called church? Because the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher?
That's
right. If you're so weak that you can't get up, it would suggest to me I'm too weak to properly decipher the word that's got life in me. I got Bible. You remember the Shunammite woman, the woman from Shunam. She, God, allowed the man of God, because of her obedience, to prophesy a son that laid in her lap and died. She was a servant. She was faithful to God. But this knocked the wind out of her. She went back to the source. She went and found the prophet. He had to speak to her dead situation. It didn't mean she wasn't who she was. It simply meant, I don't have the ability to speak to my situation. That's why you got to go to a builder. Because the issue, the deadness in your life, you're too weak to speak to it yourself. So you need somebody that will talk to God. I got to have it right there. You need somebody that will talk to God on your behalf.
An intercessor.
Yes, you need an intercessor. Yes. You need somebody that can take your call, your dead situation, your lifeless. I've been hemorrhaging 12 years. I don't have another wind in me, good God from Zion. I got to find somebody that will talk to God on my behalf.
Right.
Every time I pray, I don't need to be praying about me.
That's right.
I got happy right there. Lord, have mercy. We need somebody.
That's right.
We need somebody that can go to God. That's why you need not just any preacher. Watch this. There is a pastor assigned to your life when you come to true repentance. Jeremiah, we love to go get, and I'll give you pastor. Pastor's a gift, but you got to understand what made him say that. After this wild, rebellious nation of people had done what they wanted to do, and they came to true repentance, he says, when you really come to repentance, I'm going to give you a pastor.
That's right.
Somebody that will lead you with my heart, that will feed you. You can't get led and fed with the heart of God until you get a heart of true repentance. That's why you need a preacher. No, I'm sorry. That's why you need a pastor. A preacher will preach you a good sermon and let you alone. But a pastor will lay up and talk to God on your behalf until true deliverance comes your way.
That's right. Phone
number 347-843-4981. If you need somebody to talk to God on your behalf, I don't have to be your pastor, but I will stand in the gap with you today. 347. Go ahead. 347-843-4981. I'm waiting. I need you to call in and say, just talk to God on my behalf. We will pray and believe God. And I believe by this time next week, you'll call in with a testimony. Not because I'm on the air, but because God's has already done it for you. Go ahead, Sister Evelyn, help me.
Okay. And a caller, well, not a caller, but someone just inboxed me and said, explain the free part. When you say you have to be free, we have to be free. You know, once we get into the spirit realm of God, then we are free.
Okay, when Christ went to Calvary, things around us, but we don't have to be controlled by these things anymore. We don't have to be governed. There are people that have different issues, issues of unforgiveness, issues of bondage. I dealt with a lady that has an ability to even love her husband right because all of her life she was raped by her father, all of her childhood life. But once she came into the knowledge, I got to forgive him. She went to the cemetery and said, I forgive you. And God allowed the yoke of bondage to be broken. So freedom says, these things are around me, but they don't control me. They don't dictate who I am. They don't endorse me. I'm endorsed by the hand of God. And freedom says I'll be able to tell somebody. It wasn't until I made the proper connection with Christ. See, there's a difference. There are some people that know my name and they say, oh, I know her. But then my mother, I can call my mother. She has five children. She'll hear my voice and she'll know which one I am. Why? Because she has a relationship with me. I'm not talking about knowing him because your name is on the roll. I'm talking about making him your personal Savior, so that you're free. So people can see it. But if you don't have freedom in your mind and heart, you're not free.
That's right.
Pray that I explained it right. If not, please inbox her again. I'll go a little deeper if I need to.
Now that was good. And when you were speaking in Matthew 9, because I was going, I was writing down some things you were saying. You know, we talk about the healing of that woman with the issue of blood, you know, because you become weak And we talked about the intercessory. And the thing about God that's so different from God and man is that God forgives us. He don't ask that woman, so you had to issue of blood because you was a sinner, so you had to issue of blood because you was this or that. He just healed her because that's unconditional love. So I really like this Matthew 9 when you were speaking about that woman with the issue of blood, because he didn't ask her any questions, you know, just like the woman who was caught in sin. So forgiveness is very important, like you said, in this text as well.
Right, right. We have to have forgiveness in our life. If somebody offends you, don't wait for them to ask you to forgive them. Forgive them, number one. If we don't forgive our brother, and whether they're in church or out, they're our brother, because the Bible says, Christ says, all souls are mine.
Right.
So it's our brother. Whether they're active believers or inactive believers, it's our brother. And so we've got to forgive. Has nothing to do with them. I can't afford nothing to be on the line between me and God. And if I'm not forgiving my brother, then God's not hearing my prayers.
That's right.
He's not going to forgive me. That's another form of freedom.
I was looking, you said, you know, touch yourself, because many of us think that we're not worthy, because we're all sinners and we've all fallen short. And many of us think that we're not worthy of the favor and grace of God. But God says you reap what you sow. God said you're still my children, and you will still reap the benefits of life and death. He says, but in that, in this particular just revelation of it, everybody will receive a blessing from God, whether it's just waking up in the morning or whether God gives you something tangible that you need. And so favor and grace is bestowed upon everyone, and it's not so much according to, you know, the righteousness of our lives, which we should live right, but it's because of God's unconditional love for us.
That's right. Let me tell you something. We press because we want to spend eternity with him.
That's right.
But then I questioned that at one point. Let me tell you why. Don't y'all hang up on me.
Okay.
I serve God not just because I want to spend eternity with him.
That's right.
But I'm an ambassador in the earth because I love him.
That's right.
I represent him. 99% of the people you talk to will say church people. You're people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it upon myself to say, God, I want to be real because I need to be an example for you. This good God that we serve, there are those that misrepresent him. And in my own mind, I see him grieved with that. As good as I am to you, you want to misrepresent me. Take me to my mother, used to tell her, you won't wear my clothes and go to that school and make me shame.
That's right. Amen.
We cannot put on the badge and say I'm an ambassador for Christ and then do and act like the world.
That's right.
Well, if I'm an ambassador, that means I speak for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, come from among them and be ye separate. There has to be a difference between clean and unclean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to get in some trouble because I see it, because we've got too much compromise in the church.
That's right.
We've got too much compromise to say we can do anything we want to because we don't understand grace.
That's right.
Grace is not there to give me a go sin for free card.
Right.
Grace is there so that I can come out. Let's talk about this one word that's misrepresented. It's called repentance.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you, sister.
If I step on your toe and say I'm sorry, come back tomorrow, step on your toe and say I'm sorry, come back 2 days later and step on your toe and say I'm sorry, am I sorry?
I don't think so, Pastor.
That's not true repentance.
That's right.
True repentance means to turn away from it. See, the enemy has got this concept in the world today that says, I can say I'm sorry right now because I need something from God, but I know that I'm going back home and getting to bed with somebody that's not my husband. I know I'm going, don't y'all hang up on me. I got to talk about sin for real.
Amen.
I'm going to get in the bed with somebody that's not my wife. It's sin, all sin.
Amen.
Stink to God. There is no scale. Oh, well, that I'm not doing that. S-I-N, it's got one aroma. It stinks to God. I don't hate no people, but I hate the sin because that's what my father hates. So he loves everybody. People God loves me. You're exactly right, but he sure don't like your sin.
That's right. That's right.
He don't like it, and then for God ain't sending nobody to hell. You right again, but people make a choice.
That's right.
Calvary gave me the right not to go, but it don't force me not to go. See, if you're in a relationship with somebody, I'm finna help somebody. I have a problem when a woman is married to a man and she got to check his phone, she got to check his call ID, she need to know where he is all the time. And then she want to fuss and fight if he's not where she think he ought to be. Let me tell you something. That's why it pays to wait on God to give you somebody. Number one, a godly man and woman, because women do the same, a godly man or woman, it's not so much about being faithful to you. I realize to cheat on you is to cheat on God.
Right.
And so, but when you've got confidence, you don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
And that's what we got to be with God. Phone number is 347-843. We ought to have some questions now. 4981. 347-843-4981. Because I hear y'all. I hear you.
Feel free to speak. There's a lot of people on the line, and nobody's saying it.
Y'all can say it. Talk to me. You can teach me something.
Amen.
I said this at church today. I'm a fat person. Faithful, accountable, and teachable. I don't ever want to not be fat. Faithful, accountable, and teachable.
Amen.
Anybody can teach me. So if you're there and you want to say something, just do like Harsh Shack and say, it's me.
That's right.
Here's another one. I hear it all the time. The Bible says all I have to do is believe that Jesus died for my sins, and I'm going to be saved. Well, if we take a look at that word believe, that's an action word. If a man and a woman go to the altar to get married, the same. They go down there with the same. She comes in with a dress on, but when she takes that walk down that aisle with that man after the ceremony, prior to that, she started going into a commitment. But prior to the ceremony, prior to this covenant, he or she could date who they wanted to. But once I go to this altar, I look the same, it's the same dress I walk in, but there's a covenant that say I can't do what I want to do.
That's right.
Because I believe my name was changed. So because I'm going to honor what I believe, that he died for my sins, if he died for my sins, why am I controlled by sin?
That's right.
What is sin? I'm glad you asked me. Anything that transgresses the law of God. Anything that comes against the will of God. Well, I'm going, here I go again. I always know when I'm getting in trouble. We got to be careful what we put in our temple.
That's right. That's right.
Do we have any questions? Inbox her. Say something. There's a lot of people on the line. She tells me you're more than welcome to say something. If you're enjoying it, just say I'm enjoying it. If you're not, well, you're still on the line, so if you wasn't enjoying it, you didn't go. However, we got to deal with issues in the 21st century.
That's right.
We got to deal with issues in the 21st century. I'm just kind of moving around here a little bit. Let me share this with you all. It's important that you're connected to God. Some of you on the line want to be married. It is so vitally important that you let God do that matching and that mating, because he knows who's on the down low. He knows what woman has a woman. He's not going to give you. He's not going to give you that. You got to let God do it. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
That's right.
He let him do it. He's still God. He says, I'm God, I change not. So he is, and here is the thing. He spoke this to me earlier today, this morning. People say, well, I've been waiting. No, you haven't been waiting when you tasted. You haven't been waiting when you stepping in the water and sampling. That's waiting. To wait on God is to eagerly sit with expectation.
Right.
That means nobody's going to touch me, and I'm not going to touch nobody until God release me to my promise or my promise to me.
That's right. That is right. And part of that in being faithful unto God is you have to remain in the word, because temptation is going to continue to be out there in the world. So you have to be, your anchor has to be strong enough to hold you when temptation comes.
Yes. One of my favorite scriptures, since we went down the street talking about marriage, hear me out, sisters. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, mm-hmm. obtains favor. Watch this. A light going to come on. It says nothing about finding a single woman.
That's right.
How? It don't. It said he defined a wife.
You're right.
Which means I found a wife before I ever married her brother.
That's right.
How in the world do you be a wife before you ever have a wedding?
That's true.
Something to ponder. I'm going to tell you. You've got to find yourself married to the things of God. I'm not talking about so religious that you can't be dealt with. I'm not talking about that. But I'm going to take my time and say this. This is a little deep. Not deep, but it's deep. Everything you can do with a physical man, you can do with God, with except physical intimacy. Watch this. If his name is Ish, and it is, which means husband man, women, submission is something we need to learn. What happens is we get so independent, we forget we've got to be submitted. And so to be submissive means I shouldn't even buy anything without consulting God.
That's right.
Don't shoot me, I got Bible. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path.
That's right.
If you really submitted as a wife, you don't make choices and major decisions without talking to your mate.
That's right.
If he says wait, you got to wait. I don't care what. Now, I'm going to stab somebody. I don't care how great the sale is. Oh.
All right, Pastor.
Oh, God. Let me tell you. I'm a divorced woman, and I found myself having to ask God. I wanted some tables, and the Holy Ghost told me to wait.
Amen.
Amen. And it sounds fanatical, but that's the word. I'm one of the most wittiest people you want to meet. I enjoy life, but I read this word and understand this word. And so if you become a gift from God to some man, you got to know how to be connected to God so you can qualify for him to pass you on.
That's right. So
if you're a wife, if a brother finds a wife, what you just found is a praying, submissive, obedient woman. Not obedient to the point that he's a slave master, but God is going to hand you over to a man that you're going to love him so much you won't mind obeying him. Because he knows how to love you like Christ loved the church. And Christ don't get mad at the church and stop fighting for the church. Christ don't beat on the church. Christ don't call the church out of her name. Oh, God. We got to wait on God.
That's right.
Phone number again. The line is full. So anybody that want to talk to me.
Anybody. He was on there.
Just go ahead and talk. I think they have the ability to go ahead and speak if they need to, right?
Yes, everybody's live. Yes. I guess they're just listening.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
and so that's another issue. Everybody wants to be, and I ask women, I hope I can say this, I'm going to be nice.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I ask them, a lot of them come and say, Pastor, please pray that I get a husband. I say, why? And they look at me crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because most of them, I say this to one, you just want to feel guilty when you get in the choir stand on Sunday morning for what you're going to do anyway.
Right.
It's more to marriage than that.
Right.
If that's the only reason you want to be married, here's another issue. You need to know how to bring your flesh under subjection. Because what happens when you get too old and can't do that? Oh, my.
You're right.
Oh, my goodness. Let me share a portion of my testimony. I was raised in church, and I was taught to wait on God. And so I'm in church, and the man I married in church, in ministry, but the problem is he fell in love with the gift of preaching.
Uh-huh.
So, and you need somebody can see on your behalf. What do I mean? When we think we're in love, we just bat our eyes and looking in the stars. You need somebody around you that you trust enough that'll say, that's not it.
Right.
I'm not making this man be a bad person, but we both made a bad choice. He's still in church and in ministry. I'm still in church and in ministry. But we were not for each other as husband and wife.
Right.
What am I saying? Just because a person show up at church smelling good and they are active in ministry, does not mean that's your mate.
That's right.
And what you have to do is wait on God, and because he's kind, and that's his nature. It should be a man of God.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that's the person for you. You have to let God give you who he predestined you to be with.
That's right.
Is that somebody trying to come in and talk?
That's some, like, two or three people just logged on again.
If you want to say anything, please feel free to stop me and say I need to say something.
Yeah, we have a lot of people coming on, too.
All right. All right. So when we have to let God make our choices in life, because even now, and this is crazy, I can't remember that man's birthday. I don't know his favorite color.
Uh-huh.
Because I got caught up in how kind he was to me when we first started dating.
Uh-huh.
I got caught up in that, and you got to get to know a person.
Right.
What makes, no, if it's for you, you don't have to rush it. God got it. God got it. You don't have to rush it. Allow him to give you what you need in this season of your life. I said this to a young man the other day. You need somebody in your life that knows how to pray for you, know how to cover you. Every one of us, men and women alike, somebody that knows how to go to God. Women, you got to understand when God releases you to a man, I'm going to say this slow because I want you to get it and stop me if you don't understand it.
Right.
Once God releases you to the hands of a man, once God releases you to the hands of a man, God is no longer responsible to provide for you. Swallow. Hey, Adam, come help me. When
can you
God,
explain that?
God,
why would you say that? Can you explain that? Why God is not
responsible? I'm going to show you. When God spoke to the earth, when it was nothing, he put everything in it, animals and all, and then he scooped Adam from the dust. He blew his breath into Adam, laid Adam down, and pulled the woman out of him. When the woman got there, everything that she needed, Adam had it already. Why is the man, is God no longer responsible to provide for the woman? Because the man becomes her provider. That's why women,
yeah,
we have to pray God provide for him so that he can provide for me. That's why,
yeah,
you got to have a God-fearing man. Did it make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
So when you
and I always wait to go ahead.
So when you said that once a woman is released into the hands of a man, God is no longer responsible to provide, then kind of explain what that means, because people are thinking of favor, like people are thinking that, you know, God is no longer responsible for some of the things.
When I said that, let me slow down and say it. I didn't say no longer provide. The man provides for the woman. God provides for him. And he provides for his family.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible said a good man will leave an inheritance for his children. A good man won't even die and leave a woman broke, because he looks out for her livelihood. That's why when a woman's father gives her away, her father has been her provider. God never, never meant for us as women to be in a leadership role. He never meant for that to happen. But before he would let the rock start talking, he allowed women to rise up.
Amen.
And so when he gave women to their fathers, a woman is supposed to stay in her father's house and under his wing and tutelage until he gives her over to a man. And when a father in the natural gives her over to a man, he says, you need to be able to take care of her just like I have. So when we come from under the wing of God, when he exposes us, remember, he findeth a wife, findeth me, this woman been healed. God has been her provider, her way maker. So now when God exposes you and he says, hey, man, I'm releasing her to you, now you got to provide for her like I've been providing. We were never meant to go to a secular job.
That's right.
We were meant to build the house. It's the man's job. Read it in Genesis. He said, man, you're going to suffer from the sweat of your brow. Woman, you're going to go through labor pain. He always meant for the man to be the provider.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Did I make sense, or do I need to go any further?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Can I ask you what scripture are you quoting from?
When I say what?
what scripture are you coming from when you said that?
I went first. Okay, Genesis, when he created mm-hmm. the heavens and the earth, the first mm-hmm. Being that he created was Adam. First
right,
somebody
yes,
ever breathed life into himself was Adam. So
mm-hmm.
then I come back, he that findeth the wife finds a good thing and obtaineth favor. Mm-hmm. That is, oh, God, help me. Let me see. I'll be able to tell you in just a minute. That one, and then, let me see, he that findeth the wife. I'm going to get it for you. That one, and the man being the provider.
Mm-hmm.
There in Genesis, God structures the family in Genesis.
And you
Proverbs
18:22, he who finds a good
thank
wife.
You. That's Proverbs 18:22.
Mm-hmm.
We are the weaker vessels. So that's where I came from there. Did I answer you, my sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want you to ask me because I pride myself with the help of God never to say anything to his people without word back up what I'm saying.
Right.
Any more questions?
A lot of people online ask now.
Yes. I knew I would wake you up with that one. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Weakness. Because we get out of order.
Anybody else?
That's the ability to preach.
Pastor Kendra, what'd you say? I'm sorry. You're cutting out. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I said I pastor a lot of preaching young men, and I'm looking forward to some of them stepping up.
That's right.
We have to understand the identity. I'm not a woman that fights for, oh, I'm supposed to be a preacher. I don't care about none of that. I'm going to carry the gospel.
That's right.
1 Timothy 5:8 says, any man does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever, which is another word for infidel. He never says anything to the woman about providing. Never. That's one of the few times he talks gender in the Bible. When he's talking about a man providing. That's why women, you don't get nobody to work for this company I call Dodge and Lean. He dodging a job and leaning on the post till you get home. Oh, no.
That's right.
Absolutely not. No. And I'm going to tell you something. If he's 30 and 40 years old living in his mama's house, run.
That's right.
Because if that's the only way he's going to provide for himself, if that's the only confidence he's had in God, what does he have to offer you?
Amen.
A good example is, I'll say it again, God spoke everything else into existence. He scooped Adam from the dust, and he breathed himself into Adam. He's never done that. And then he pulled the woman out. But when she got there, everything she needed was already there. Hello.
That's right.
Do I have any more questions?
Any more questions? Pastor Kendra, I think you served us well with the word of God.
Well, I bless God. Again, it has been such a privilege to be here and to share. Those of you that are online, again, I am Pastor Gwen Kendra from the Impact Church, Dallas. If you're not my Facebook friend, please find me on Facebook. It's Gwendolyn Alexander Kinder, and do me a favor, when you put in the request, say, I heard you on the radio. If you have any more questions, even after we get off of the air, please, ma'am, sirs, feel free to inbox me. I am thoroughly blessed by this privilege of sharing the good news. And you don't have to be in bondage to your issues. Thank you again, my sister, for inviting me and allowing me to share with you all.
Thank you, Pastor Kinder. And before you hang up, I want you to know about a talent show that I have on December 18th.
Okay.
I have some gospel there and things of that nature. So if you're in the vicinity of Waco, Texas, also known as Belle Meade, please stop
okay.
by. Please stop by.
Do me a favor and send me that information. Is it okay if I make an announcement? If not, tell me not this time.
Please do. Please.
Listen, I have a Harvest Fire Revival every year. in Dallas. It's November the 9th through the 13th. It's called August Fire. Listen, we're going to be holding this at the Greater True Vine Church of God in Christ, 531 Reunion Street, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. You don't want to miss this move of God. We've got people like Prophet David Turner, Apostle Joshua Stewart. We've got Minister Josh Mayfield. We've got Pastor Colbert. We've got Psalmist Christy Tillman, Andre Franklin. I'm just naming a few off the top of my head, but I promise you every year after this harvest fire, God blesses us, and we're in the season of harvest. I've sown all year. It's time for me to get my harvest. Amen. I challenge you again. Again, those dates are November the 9th through the 13th in DeSoto, Texas. Hit me on Facebook if you need more information. I'll be glad to have you there.
All right, and I'm going to try to make one of those nights, Pastor Kendra, because I know
please be mind. Sure. Yes, yes, we're excited about it. God always blesses us in this season, and I expect you and you be there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. May God bless you. I know your schedule's hectic, so I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for stopping by and spending time with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. You be blessed, dear. Love you and radio. Pray for me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Kinder. And as I said before, she was raised in Dallas, Texas. She's the pastor of the Great Impact Church in Dallas, Texas, and she's the president of GK Ministries, and she loves God and ministries. That was Pastor Kinder. I have a few announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you good night. All right, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, positive community leaders, please Facebook @FREDALOVE at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If you click on Alfreda, and my computer's being very slow today, alfreda.hubpages.com, you will see many articles in which you can read. As I said before, we're going to update these articles, actually. You'll see many articles, so be sure to check out the Hub Pages. Also, I want you to look at the website, alfredaloveshow.com. Make sure you look at that, alfredaloveshow.com, okay? And on that particular page, you will see many things which relate to the ministry, such as different events. We all know that the Black Book Festival is coming up in Houston, Texas. You will also see a direct link to the radio station. You also see many other social media connects. We are actually in the process of updating our consulting group, and we are going to have those individuals on pretty soon. I want to thank each and every one of my hosts who are on tonight. I had five of them. Thank y'all so much. And they're just listening and kind of getting a feel of everything, and they're going to finally introduce themselves pretty soon. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for your family. If you have to pray for everyone, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And please do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, this is just a great day. Remember, December 18th, that's December 18th, 6 p.m. is the Big Jingle Talent Show. I need to see you there at the Big Jingle Talent Show. We have many individuals who's coming from all over to help us celebrate. We have special guests, so I really want you to attend the Big Jingle Talent Show on December 18th at 6 p.m. If you'd like to connect with me, like many of you already have, once again, my email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. You can also Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, at ALFREDALOVE. I want to thank Pastor Kinder again for that great message coming out of Matthew 9. I want to thank her for that. I was taking notes, and I'm going to reread Matthew 9 because there is a word there, amen? And we heard that word tonight, and I want to replay this particular broadcast. If you're listening to this broadcast, it will be replayed. I will have a link. I'm my website as well as on the link for Blog Talk Radio and the Afrita Love Show. So if you click on the radio, you will be able to listen to Pastor Kendra again and her helpful message. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I ask that God continue to bless you and to take care of you. As you all know, allergy season is coming up because I feel the allergies coming on, but we serve a true and living God. And so I want you guys just to know that God is great and God is good. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. And give me just a second as my computer loads up because I want you to hear our concluding song. And at this point, we're going to leave with a prayer, actually, and we will get this system up and running soon. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for the preacher word that went forth, Lord. We thank you for each and every person who's online. We thank you for the listeners, and we thank you for all of the guests who are online, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to help us to magnify who you are. Help us to continue to build for the kingdom because we know that we serve a true and living God. Lord, we thank you for the favor. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy, and we thank you for who you are. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord, and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You guys have a blessed night. I will see you on tomorrow, God's will. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love, with five of my hosts who are just very modest. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night, everybody.